the hoodoo. She's got the hoodoo. She's got the voodoo.
That was Rory Gallagher with Hoodoo Blues. That is off of a compilation called Bullfrog Interlude, which came out in 1990. That was recorded live in 73, but I do not know where. But it was somewhere fun, I can guarantee you that. Before that, Pat Travers with his cover of Deep Purple's Black Knight. That is off of Power Trio 2, which was the album he put out after Power Trio... I don't think he called it one. That was from 2006. Uli Jan Roth, who was the original guitarist for the Scorpions, with Burning Wheels Turning. That is off of Electric Sun from 1979. Frank Marino, who was the original guitarist of Mahogany Rush, with Running Wild. That is off of Power of Rock and Roll from 81. And the man who inspired both of them, possibly while either one of them was on acid or in a coma or something. Jimi Hendrix with Killing Floor off of Jimmy Plays Monterey from 1967. Yeah, supposedly, I guess Frank Marino as a teenager, like, there are two versions. One, he took a bunch of acid and Jimi Hendrix spoke to him. The other is that he was in a bad car accident and while he was in a coma, Jimi Hendrix spoke to him. Uli Jan Roth from the Scorpions married the woman who was with Hendrix when he died and believed that the spirit of Jimi Hendrix would enter him while he was playing. I don't know how it entered him, but and apparently, of course, Uli and Frank were like best friends. So go figure. All of which means you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. This is Classic Rock Mind. My name is Mike Conway. We are here until 11 p.m., playing the best classic rock that you have never heard, because admit it, you never heard any of that. And it all rock. That is quality blues-based classic rock. Rory Gallagher, Pat Travers, Uli Jan Roth, Frank Marino, Jimi Hendrix. You never hear any of that stuff. You never hear Killing Floor and Radio by Hendrix. Never, 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 never! I'm done. All right, we are going to keep things going. We are going back to the year 1972. We are going back to vinyl, which is the format that God intended music to be played upon. So dig it, and dig it deep.
Bye. All this wasting has come to an end.
That was Slade, kings of glam rock stuff in the UK. Huge in the UK, did nothing in the US until like the early 80s. They had like two minor hits. But in the UK, they were gods. They were rock gods. That was Slade with Squeeze Me, Please Me from 1972 off of Slade? Tear Gas, who went on to become the sensational Alex Harvey Band upon being hired by Alex Harvey. We heard Where's My Answer, and that is off of the Tear Gas album from 1971. Those guys were from Scotland. Bachman Turner Overdrive, or as they say in Canada, Bachman Turner Overdrive. Apparently, the proper pronunciation of the name is Bachman. But in the U.S., it's Bachman. Bachman Turner Overdrive, Don't Get Yourself in Trouble, off of their debut, Bachman Turner Overdrive, in 1973. And Humble Pie started us off with The Fixer, off of the fantastic album, Smokin', from 72. And let's see, the Humble Pie and the BTO were both on vinyl, kids. They were both on vinyl. All of which means you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. This is Classic Rock Mine. My name is Mike Conway. We are together until 11 p.m. And at 11, Belinda comes in with Bubbles in the Think Tank, two of the silliest hours that you'll experience in your lifetime, so stay tuned for that. And until then, we're going to listen to all kinds of obscure classic rock that rocks. Like everything I've played, it's all rocked, and it all will continue to rock, as this next song will prove. What can I tell you about these guys? These guys started off as most of the late 60s band Gunn, and then after this band, they would become most of the Baker Gurvitz Army, featuring Ginger Baker, formerly of Cream. But in between those two things, they were in this band, and it sounded remarkably like this.
What the
The support of a friend gives someone dealing with a mental illness a greater chance at recovery. For more information, go to whatadifference.org. Brought to you by the Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
just want you to hang on 1 minute, please. I want you to hear something, and I want you to hear it fucking good. There's some good people out here, and you are insulting their intelligence. And if you come to this country and we have to charge you £3, right? If you don't want to pay it, don't fucking well come. We put this festival on, you bastards, with a lot of love. And you want to break our walls down and you want to destroy it? Well, you go to hell.
Thank you. be some changes made. If we say what we mean, there will be some changes made. If we say what we mean, and if we make those changes, life will be evergreen. There will be some changes made in the way that we live. Don't make those changes. You know. they can blame you and me. I said before my hoodoo.
Yes, you know we will. That was Toe Fat with There'll Be Changes. That is off of Toe Fat 2 from 1971. Toe Fat, a couple of guys from Uriah Heep were in that band. Before that, Foghat, the Mighty Foghat, the band that time forgot. Dreamer off of Rock and Roll Outlaws from 74. 10 years after, with a live version of I Can't Keep From Crying. That is from Message to Love, the Isle of Wight Festival from 1970. And we started that set off way back when with Three Man Army, which was a band featuring the Gervitz brothers, who had been in Gunn and would go on to join the Baker Gervitz Army. Anyway, Three Man Army gave us Can I Leave the Summer? And that is off of Mahisha from 1974. All of which means you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. This is Classic Rock Mind. My name is Mike Conway. We are together until 11 p.m. and then Belinda comes in with Bubbles in a Think Tank, two of the silliest hours you will experience in your lifetime. So stay tuned for that. And that means we have 2 hours more of obscure classic rock funness to come your way. We are traveling back. Ooh, we're traveling back. We are traveling back to the year 1971. These guys were sort of part of the late 60s blues rock thing, although they never really caught on in the US, but they did in the UK. So dig them and dig them deep.
Embers of a burnout day. When morning seems a thousand miles away. When a drop reveals and the light is over my success. Darkness begins and surround, asking all the distant sound. A seedful thought to occupy a self-conscious mind. Thank you.
there's common peace around my bed. I feel sleep is not worried.